Test 11.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
What seems to be the problem?
I've had a headache for a couple of days, and I've been kind of dizzy and nauseous.
Have you been exposed to the sun?
Actually, I had my first swim on Sunday.
It's probably a mild case of sunburn. Make sure you drink plenty of water and other fluids. I'm sure you're going to feel better in a couple of days.
Do I need to contact you again, doctor?
No, unless you get a high fever.
Thanks, doctor.
What is the doctor's advice?
Number 2.
Oliver's working all weekend again.
I wish he'd take a day off. He's going to burn himself out.
I don't see it happening until the order's ready.
What is true about the man?
Number 3.
I can't get enough of this chicken you made, Penny. This is the best thing you've ever cooked. What did you marinate it in?
I mixed olive oil with soy sauce. That's what gives the food its spicy tinge. And I added orange juice and mustard.
You must have added something sweet, too.
Oh, yes. I put in some honey, too.
It's delicious. Can you send me the recipe?
Sure thing. I'll send you the link. I found it online.
What is the man trying to do?
Number 4.
You've been working for major newspapers for so many years, Gary. You've won awards, and you can work well under pressure. I can't think why you're having second thoughts about starting to work as a TV presenter.
It's one thing reporting on the news in the comfort of your office, and quite another appearing on national television. I'm terrified at the thought. I'm sure I'll start stuttering and make a fool of myself.
What is true about the man?
Number 5.
Can you believe it? Mark arrived at the very last minute for his own sister's wedding.
This is so typical of Mark. Did he manage to get any pictures?
Oh yes, that he was brilliant at. He took some amazing shots of Cynthia as she was walking down the aisle. She was so beautiful.
She's taken after her parents. Not that Mark hasn't. He's such a handsome young man too.
I wouldn't call him handsome exactly. Charming maybe, but not handsome.
I guess you're saying that because he has such a great sense of humor.
How does the man describe Mark?
Number 6.
Would you get Liam Connolly on the phone for me, please?
I believe he's on vacation this week.
Who can I speak to about my portfolio?
Tim Cho is handling his cases. I'll put you through.
Why can the woman speak with Liam Connolly?
Number 7.
What did you think about the ending of the book?
I didn't get it.
Oh, come on. It was so straightforward.
Maybe you can explain it to me then, clever.
What was the woman's impression of the book?
Number 8.
I can't believe Doug got the promotion.
Management always leans towards seniority.
What does he know about connecting with people?
I hear you.
What do they agree on about Doug?
Number 9.
How was it in your new office, Jessica?
The job description seemed interesting, but so far I haven't been assigned the duties I was hired to perform. I've been helping around, but haven't done anything that would really make me feel useful. I don't know what to do.
Be patient and stick to it for a while. I'm sure things will improve.
I was thinking of talking to my manager. She seemed really encouraging when I met her for the first time.
How does Jessica feel in her new job?
Number 10.
If you had a problem with my work, why didn't you say so?
You always overreact to criticism.
That's garbage.
See? There you go again.
What is the man implying?
Number 11.
I'm so disappointed I failed the audition. I was preparing for it for 6 months.
What happened? You seemed so confident when you left home this morning.
When I got on stage and saw all the judges staring at me, I lost my nerve and sang out of tune.
It's one thing practicing with your coach and quite another facing a panel of judges.
Yes, I learned it the hard way.
Why did the woman fail her audition?
Number 12.
How did you like the Thai restaurant I recommended?
It didn't blow me away, nor Carrie. Like you said, it was traditionally decorated, which, between you and me, I found a little tacky. Other than that, the service was anything but professional.
And the food left a lot to be desired. The dishes were reasonably priced, though, we have to admit.
What did they like about the restaurant?
Number 13.
Did you hear the news about Pete? He's been letting everyone in the office know that the boss is going to make him the new assistant manager.
I hate the way he likes to blow his own horn.
Yeah, and he's become worse in the last few months.
That's when he started dating the boss's daughter.
That explains it.
How can Pete be described?
Number 14.
Did you read the weather forecast? A severe storm is supposed to affect our area tomorrow. I can't imagine what this could mean for my flower beds. Remember what happened last time?
There's no need to be worried. I've already protected the roots of the plants by spreading mulch. Last time we were caught off guard.
Why doesn't the man worry about the storm?
Number 15.
What are the ingredients in this cake? My mom could make it.
I'll jot down the recipe for you. And give your mom a break. It's so easy you could make it yourself.
My mom just loves cooking, especially if she's going to please her children.
This is just an excuse. Where there's a will, there's a way.
What is the man suggesting?
Number 16.
Wow! Is this TV huge or not, Danny?
I just bought it yesterday. It's a 55-inch OLED TV that delivers a spectacular picture quality regardless of the room that you're in. And look at the slim design. Don't you love it?
I bet it cost you an arm and a leg.
It's a state-of-the-art TV, so it's no surprise that it's pricey. The best thing about it is Dolby Vision. It's a feature that lets you see more detail with better color accuracy.
I hope you enjoy it.
What excites Danny most about his new TV?
Number 17.
Good morning. I'm calling about the ad in the Evening Star.
If it's about the one for temporary staff, we're looking for waiters. There are two different shifts on an alternate basis from one week to another. There's a day shift from 7 to 2 and a late one from 4 to 11.
And what about days off?
You get one day off, which you can negotiate, but it has to be the same every week.
When will the man have to work if he gets the job?
Number 18.
Hey, Carol, can I give you a hand with those grocery bags?
Thank you. Could you take this one? I hadn't realized how heavy they could be.
Why did you buy so much stuff if you were planning to walk all the way home from the store?
Josh called while I was in the store and said he's bringing some friends over from work, so I thought I'd surprise them with some dinner.
Good thinking.
Why did the woman buy a lot from the grocery store?
Number 19.
I went to the art museum the other day. I wanted to see the new wing. It was amazing.
I hear they spared no expense.
What impressed me most was a sculpture in the courtyard. It's made of pieces of aluminum that move slowly in the air.
I read an article about that. It said that the original was made of iron and it weighed so much that it wasn't safe to hang. So they did it over in aluminum.
Why did they have to change the material of the sculpture?
Number 20.
Congratulations on your promotion. I met Ryan at the post office and he told me.
To be honest, I can take it or leave it. The new office is beautiful. I got a handsome raise, but the workload has doubled if not tripled.
But you'll get to travel a lot. Isn't that great?
If you look at it this way, traveling will refresh my relationship with Ryan.
What doesn't the woman like about her new post?
End of part 1.